This is Will's Band of the Week for March 10th, 2024. Welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with David from the Brooklyn Bureau.
I'm here.
And Jeremiah from the Santa Fe Bureau.
Present.
All right. And we're here for part two. We're going to talk about more bands we've been researching that seem like they might be good bands to see in Austin coming up this coming week. As you listen to this, it'll be in the next few days. So, pretty exciting, right?
Yep.
Very. Yep. Pumped. Trying to get all my work done before, so I can really be excited.
You got to get your work done, Jeremiah.
I'm excited over in the in the corner of my brain. I'm super excited.
I know last year I would text you and say, you know, I'm going to go to Lazarus Brewing or whatever, and you'd say, well, I have to get some work done before I can go out and see bands. So you were really multitasking. So you should try to get as much work out of the way as you can.
Definitely. Yes.
That's right.
I'll try to do that.
That's right. But there's always the whole morning to do work in because there's nothing going on. The very, very earliest you'll see anything is like 11 a.m. and mostly 12. Yep. So
of course the problem then is if you're going to sleep also, because if you stay out till 2
watching
bands.
There's that problem. That's true.
Right, that's the problem, is I usually sleep till almost 10 every morning.
And then David
is like 12:30, and then you get up to the back at 1:30, and then try to get to sleep. And it's like, oh my goodness!
And you get locked out of your hotel room sometimes. I did.
Oh my gosh, I felt bad for that. My phone was already on silent, so I was
sending Jeremiah messages. I'm locked out of my room. I would have been sleeping on the concrete floor outside the door of my room. Yeah.
But also you have to train yourself to, you know, go to a 1 a.m. show, go back to where you're staying, and immediately go to sleep. Don't go, you know, no easing into it. Just go straight out.
It's really hard too.
No,
right?
It's hard though, because your ears are ringing, you're trying to remember writing down all the songs for all the bands you saw, and trying to beat Craig on his list of
exactly
how many he saw and everything. Difficult.
We're getting a good head start on Craig this year. Like, at, you know, by the end of March, we will have seen more gigs than Craig this year, which is pretty cool.
That's
taking
that's
a lead.
First.
Yeah. It's like a momentary lead. It's like those guys that that run a marathon and they start. I knew a guy that would do this all the time. He would start out running like way faster than he was really capable. He'd be like going a minute per mile faster than his pace. I remember hearing a story that he was leading the San Francisco Marathon, which now he was a really fast runner, but he wasn't like going to win the big marathon. But he would just go and he would just have his fun, I guess. Like if I did that, I would just collapse and wouldn't finish. But he would do that. So this is kind of like our thing. Like we can be leading Craig just for a moment, and then he'll surpass us for sure by the end of the year.
And he's handicapped now because they're going to India in about 2 weeks. So I sincerely doubt there will be any gigs during the time they're in India. So
maybe Jaipal, huh?
He should
to add to our lead.
Should stop by and see Anurag, but I think Anurag's going to be back by then, probably. So, all right, let's start talking. Well,
Craig is just
music.
He would be like the professional, just kind of like relaxing on the couch and letting us all feel like we're getting ahead of him.
Right.
Like he's just like drinking a martini
right
with his feet up, and then we think we're ahead of him, and then in like June, July, he'll just crush us.
And he just jumps into the race.
He's going to lull us into...
throws his little singlet on, jumps into the race, and races to the front. That's right.
All right, this is fun. We each picked four more artists, And I think it's really solid. Like, I think it's as good as last week's artists. So pretty exciting. So
I had about eight. I had to keep knocking people out. I couldn't win it with that.
Yeah, me too. Like, yeah, like get them and then keep going through the alphabet. Like, oh no, here's this one.
Yeah,
kicking them out.
I had seven or eight that I had, and then I had to narrow it down. So, okay, let's get going. I'll start. I've got Library Card. So, how's that for a band name? It's not too bad, I guess.
I liked them too. Yeah.
And they're from Rotterdam, Netherlands. We've got a Rotterdam thing going on, don't we?
We do.
So
yeah, there's like a two or three bands from Rotterdam on the list. I think.
Yeah, I think we've got three at least.
Yep. So that's fun. So and this kind of I don't know. I would say this sort of has the podcast classics of being kind of post-punky and a talk singer. You gotta love that, right?
Definitely. Oh, breaking news. Brandon Tong of Couch Prince just texted me and said, are you guys all coming to South By this year? ?
Ooh. Yeah. Let's see. I think I've seen, they got one gig that's on Saturday after I leave, but I think I just saw another one that was earlier in the week. Maybe I'm sure he'd be happy to send you the full schedule, right? I doubt they're playing 14 gigs. Isn't that the record right now that I've seen? I think that's Heinz. They're playing 14 gigs. And I think, was Colatura 11, I think?
Colatura was 12.
12.
Wow. I thought that was a lot. But 14? Wow.
All right.
I'll ask him how many shows they're doing. But yes, Heinz must be like, they're bringing lots of Spanish espresso with them, I think.
Are they going to just hate each other when it's over? It seems like you could either just have a blast or you could be just completely miserable by the end. I don't know. All right. This is Library Card from Rotterdam and a song called Cognitive Dissonance. Library Card.
Mm-hmm.
That's some rocking.
Yes, they are rocking in Rotterdam. They sound so American too, right? Or the accent, but it's just when you're singing.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because some people just sort of develop a certain sort of a singing accent, right? Sometimes it's misleading, like Bob Pollard sounding like he's British. All right, let's turn it over to David. Now,
okay, going back to the top of the alphabet where Jeremiah is most comfortable, we got the A's. We have Asimov, which I was pointing out is the best Guatemalan shoegaze band I've ever heard. But that would be insulting to say that, because they're actually a very good shoegaze band, regardless of what country. They are, however, the only Central American shoegaze band I've heard so far. Although we did have some Chilean ones, but that's a long way away, right?
Seems like there was somebody from Brazil of shoegaze that we talked about at some point.
Brazil, yeah. Anyway, they have an album from 2019. Oh, wait, no. They have some stuff since 2019. The track that I picked is called Evasion.
I just wanted to keep that going, man.
Yeah, I probably should have told you to start it in a couple minutes, because it builds very slowly, and then there's voices come in and it just sweeps you away. It's really good.
That is Asimov or Asimov?
Asimov.
And I don't think I've seen them on any of the unofficial lists, so we got to scour the lists, because I would really like to see them. There's probably seven other bands playing at the same time during their official thing, but I can't remember. I know I have it written down, so would love to see it.
Yeah. Well, as we know, the schedule takes a while to build, and, you know, there's still giant holes in it, and there's still missed bands that we know are showing up, and they're not just playing one show, but we don't have the schedule for them, so I don't know what's going on.
Yep. All right. Let's keep on rocking. Jeremiah, what do you got?
Oh, my gosh. There's so much going on. It's hard to handle it all. Let's see. Brandon Tong from Couch Prince just chimed in, said hi all, and excited that we're all coming. And they have some new songs, and they're wrapping up their next record. So that'll be something to look forward to.
Cool.
And then let's see. What did I pick? I'm going all in on some heavy fuzz. Psych rock with this band Earth Tongue from Wellington, New Zealand. So it's probably not something I would be listening to every day during work, but seeing live I think would be really fun. So Earth Tongue, where are they playing? They are playing on the 13th floor on March 12th. think a couple others too. The song I picked was Bodies Dissolve Tonight.
Tongue. So, you know, you think New Zealand, you know, we tend to think of the Flying Nun bands and stuff like that, right? And the jangle pop. But there's a lot more diverse scene there than we probably normally think about, right?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing how what they can make that with like one guitar and drums. It's basically just, I think it's just two of them.
It's a, the photo has just two people. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like she's the guitarist and he's the drummer. And I don't know, maybe they tour with other people. But yeah, it's very, you know, I don't know who they kind. It kind of reminded me a little bit of like King Gizzard a little bit.
Right. Or the OCs.
Or also, have you ever seen that band Slift? I think they're from Australia too, Slift. I don't know. No. Like, another band I wouldn't. Seeing them live, I was like, wow, this is amazing. But like, I probably wouldn't listen to them much at home, right? But so, yeah, I think it'll be fun. Be like high energy.
The official gig is actually Monday night before we arrive. Unless you're arriving. No, you're getting there Tuesday also, aren't you, Jeremiah? Or are you going to be there? Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah. So it's a midnight gig on the 12th, but then it says this is part of a showcase that begins on the 11th. So they're trying to be really careful so that people don't get confused.
Right. Okay, that's what's confusing.
Yeah, like, so you have to look for some unofficial stuff by them too.
Sometimes I feel like they're deliberately torturing us because they put somebody on the schedule, you know, like, okay, there's one show, it's at midnight on Tuesday, and there's nothing else. How do you like that? No, I hate that. I probably can't make the midnight show, and I want to know about other gigs, and you won't tell me.
Right.
I don't have an idea. Now I just sound like a cranky old man. But what I don't understand is the bands themselves, they must know at this point all the gigs that they're playing. So all they have to do is do what Colatura did or what Heinz did and just put it on your Instagram. Put the whole list on your Instagram.
Right, right.
But they don't. I know that because I've looked at, like, for example, all the bands I have on here, I've looked at their Instagram, and it's very nice. You know, they got all kinds of stuff about gigs that are upcoming in San Diego or whatever, but none of them have a schedule from Southwest. Just, I don't know why. Maybe because it's all in flux at the last minute. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of the places are, you know, the smaller places maybe kind of in flux and they're moving around.
Yeah.
Well, Well, we'll see. Some of it's like catch as you can, and then some of it's well planned out, I guess.
Yeah. It's hard to believe, though, that somebody would come all the way from New Zealand and play one show in Austin.
right? Right.
Exactly.
They're on tour or something.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember the first year that we went to that New Zealand showcase that was in that bar, the second floor of a bar on 6th Street. It was pretty cool.
Really cool. Yeah. That was
afternoon show, yeah. Yep.
All right, I've got a poppy thing. I think we talked about this earlier. I don't know if on the podcast or not, or whether I remember talking to David about how much this sounds like Always. It's a song that sounds exactly like Always, but, you know, we can use more things that sound like Always, can't we?
Absolutely.
Always.
Yep, this is Coach Party.
They're on my list, for sure.
They're from somewhere in England. Now we got to get it right, right? We got to make sure we do our proper journalism here. They are from, it's just their Bandcamp just says United Kingdom. they were a band that I almost saw in Glasgow. I was in Glasgow when they were playing, but I failed to make it to the gig. So another failure. Here we go, Coach Party in a track called "Be That Girl." That's Coach Party. Yeah.
4 o'clock at Lazarus Brewing on Thursday. That's the one I know about, but there's others.
Yep. We'll probably be there. How can you turn down? But they said they haven't.
We might be. We might be, but we might also be down the road at High Noon.
Right. I know. Be going back and forth. So, all right. Should be a fun band to see. The rest of their songs don't all sound exactly like Always, like that one, but. Pretty solid band, fun band. And okay,
go ahead.
Here's some breaking news that I just saw on the platform formerly known as Twitter. David, if you need a little warm up before going to Austin, you can go see Ducks Limited. They are playing 3 shows in New York in 2 days. So today, as we record, you can just head right on over when we finish recording. They're playing at 5:30 at a place called Pianos. Do you know that place? Then they're playing tonight at 10:45 at the Mercury Lounge. And then they're playing tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Arlene's Grocery.
Wow.
So there you go. I don't know why they're not coming to Austin. Just for us. They should be. But I'm going to get to see them. They're playing a gig with...
Who are they opening for?
Rat Boys. They're playing with Rat Boys in in Madison at the Student Union in April. So I will not miss that one.
A free show.
Yep.
Right? That's great. That's a great deal.
All right. We're back to David now for your second pick.
Okay. I was just going to add about Coach Party that what I like about them is their humility. Because if you look at their Spotify, their biography is Coach Party is the greatest band in the world, period.
So it's even better. Venom Clause used to be like the greatest band since Coldplay or something like that. Or no, Oasis. Those are what it was. Like the greatest band since Oasis.
Right. So if there's even a possibility that that's true, then you have to check them out, right?
They don't have a. If you're going to be that confident, you should have one of those terrible band names like The Music. Remember that? There was a band called The Music. Oh, my God.
Somebody need to Google.
The Music. Oh, we'll just Google The Music Band. That'll get you something, right?
Right. Music Band. Yeah. Okay.
Or just spell music with a V, right?
They did. That would solve the problem. Or with a K or whatever.
Okay. What's next? David.
Well, continuing the Rotterdam theme, we have another from Rotterdam. It's Nagasaki Swim. How's that for a name?
Yep.
That's a good one.
And I don't really know anything much about them except it's a one person with support, singer-songwriter. And he's got two albums out. They're both very good. And it's kind of folky. And you would never guess, hearing him sing, that he is from Rotterdam, that his first language is, I assume, Dutch. But here we go.
Nagasaki Swim, and the track David picked is called Everything Grows. Nagasaki Swim from Rotterdam.
Yeah, they sound really good. And like so many of the bands that we talk about, they only have one gig so far listed, and it's at the Driscoll Hotel, which is a beautiful old historic hotel downtown. But they've got to be playing more than that one.
I remember last year, Chris was highlighting a guy named Gus Engelhorn, uh-huh. and he had one gig. He just had one gig, and a thunderstorm hit, and it got canceled. And that's it. That would be a bummer, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a bummer. All right, yeah, I like the sound of Nagasaki Swim. It would be a fun thing to see after seeing some loud post-punk and needing I guess the term palate cleanser gets overused, but, you know, something like a change of pace, you know? Yeah, very good. Jeremiah, what do you got next?
Let's see. Let's go from Rotterdam over to Ireland, Galway, Ireland, with New Dad. Let's see. I think they're 4 or 5 years old. And I don't know how to describe them. Maybe we just listen to it and find out. But yes, it is more on the mellow side a little bit. Seem like they, I just lost where they were playing, but anyway, I can look at that. Oh, they're playing at the Velveeta Room on the 14th. So that's what, Thursday, I think, at 10 p.m.
I think they've got a
couple. Last time I was at the Velveeta Room was with Craig, I think.
Velveeta Room, is that the, that's that place that, wait, is that that little tiny bar where the Irish bands always play? Yeah, I think it is.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where we saw that Ist show, I think.
Right.
So I always get a, go ahead.
There's a breakfast. The Irish breakfast includes New Dad. It's a daytime thing, and there actually is breakfast associated with it. And then they also, I think, in the same spot, they have an evening, also Irish showcase. So
should be a lot of
gigs listed for New Dad. New Dad is not hard to find.
I think David and I are already on record endorsing New Dad. So right. Here we go. Jeremiah picked a track called Angel. It's New Dad from Galway.
Galway, yes.
I was
very curious, didn't it?
Yes, yeah, it's got that. That's the. There's a trick. If you want to sound like The Cure, or you want to sound like a gothy sound, you put chorus on the bass. There for your music geeks out there, chorus on the bass. What's the other band? What's the band from Northern Ireland? Is that Sprints? I think so.
Yeah, they're good too. Yeah. They were on my list.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see them. That'll be cool. Okay. We're, what are we now? 6 for 6? Yeah, I think so. Got the math right this time. It took me a while last time. All right. Okay, I've got some shoegazy stuff from Xi'an, China. This is a band called Fozzy. So, I of course, I had to look up Xi'an, China. You guys familiar with Xi'an, China?
Isn't that where the isn't that where the Clay Warriors are from, Xi'an?
No idea.
So.
You know the ones, the famous.
There's so many huge cities that like I've never heard of.
So that's the funny thing, right? So you look, they're from Xi'an, and you look, and it's like kind of right in the middle of China, you know. So I looked it up. Population, 13 million. it's crazy.
There's
right?
a lot of cities that size in China that you've never even heard of.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the Xi'an. It's the Xi'an Warriors. The museum is there with the thousands and thousands of terracotta soldiers in Xi'an. That's the only thing I know about it.
I guess it's just total population is 12.9 million. The urban population is 9.28 million as of the 2020 census. So that's a lot of people. Wow. And when you have that many people, some of them have to play shoegaze, right? I mean, the math just works out that way. It's got kind of a, at least this track is kind of a krautrock feel to it too, and I thought it was pretty cool. So here we go, Fozzy, song called Eye in the Sky. Fozzy making the trip all the way from China. So
yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. And some of these bands are like pretty big in their faraway place. And sometimes like I'm sometimes really surprised at how professional they are, because they may have been together for a long time and have played some really big gigs. And here they are in a little small venue in Austin. And it's pretty cool.
We've got, I've got at least two bands from the Indonesian area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Reality Club is from, I think they're from Indonesia, and Subsonic Eye is from Singapore, right?
Right, yep.
So we got them. I don't know if we have anybody from Japan, Taiwan, Korea, I don't know, on our list. Probably.
Seems like there should be.
I almost had a couple from, one from Japan and one from Taiwan, I think, but I can't remember who they were at the moment. But yeah, they're having the Taiwan kind of showcase again, I think at the same place, like next to the Swan Dive, that across the street, Swan Dive or whatever. Is that 13th floor now? What's that place called? I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
The 13th floor used to be Beer Land the first year that we went down there.
Right, right.
Yep, and then the guy, the owner, is one of the members of the Black Angels.
Oh, I didn't know that. I
remember reading that trivia. Yeah, pretty cool. So he seems to have it rocking pretty well right now. I just saw a tweet or an X post, whatever you call it. It says, Got a friend selling a South by Southwest platinum badge for $1,600. Great deal. Wow. And then the answer is, get it while the getting is good. That's got to be a joke, right? I mean, I don't know what level badges they have. Like, we never buy badges, right? We just wristband is the most we will buy. So that's another little tip, right? We can tell the listeners, you don't have to get one of those super expensive badges to go see all these bands. You can, David even did it without a wristband. In fact, the year in 2022, they wouldn't even sell wristbands to the out of towners. Remember that?
That's
so
right.
I guess we didn't have wristbands
last
then either.
Year was the only year I had a wristband.
So you can do it. You can do it without a wristband. If you get the wristband, it's roughly $200 and gives you the peace of mind of getting into basically all the official stuff. So
yes, you won't get turned away.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, it's funny with the badges and that because I was talking with my friend the other day and then he's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can spring for $1,200 for a badge. He was like, oh, yeah. I didn't tell you. No, don't
you
do
don't
that.
Need it. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to do that. Just come. Just show up and maybe get a wristband. But
yeah, we learned it the first year because Craig knew people who, it's probably that same group, right? Mike and all those other guys that we run into all the time. Kevin is another guy, I think. We always run into those guys, and I think Craig knew them or some subset of them or whatever. So they clued him in about that. They don't need an expensive badge. Okay, let's keep on going. It is
all right.
David's next pick.
So I have from Toronto, I believe, an artist known as Pool Blood. And this is a non-binary solo artist originally named Mariam Saeed, based in Toronto. Started out the traditional way by posting music on Bandcamp as a solo, and then got some a producer interested in them, and then a label interested in them, and here they are. So it's kind of a, I guess I'm still in that folky. I'm stuck in that folky area. I see a comparison here to Baroque pop bands like Beirut and Grizzly Bear. So Baroque and folky, and they've got a great sound, great voice.
All right, Pool Blood, and the track David picked is Shabby.
Undo the game.
Pool Blood, they were at South by Southwest last year, and they were on my list, but I had a conflict and did not see them. Uh-huh. I went back because I was like, I know it was either last year or the year before, so I did a search of my documents, and I found it in the 2023 listing, and I figured out where I was. When I would have seen Pool Blood, I was actually watching The Wends. Remember them? They were the band that used to be called Smile, and then The Smile came around, so they had to change their name. Italian band. So Baird and Chris and I went to see them at one of those bars on Rainy Street. So there we go. Exciting history. So yeah, Pool Blood coming back.
Reminding Hopefully. Me very much of Soccer Mommy, the sound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's true, yeah.
Okay, we are back to Jeremiah now, and more fun.
Okay, circling, yes, another kind of mellow-ish, I don't know, a little, dream poppy, a little bit shoegazy band, La Veda. And, I don't think I've ever seen them live. I know they've been around for a while, or they've, you know, we've, I think, talked about them on the podcast before, but... anyway, they're kind of newish to me. I think I've listened to their other albums, but not many times. But looks like they're playing on the March 17th. So that's what, Sunday, 8 p.m. Huh. They must, hopefully they're playing before then too, because I leave on the 16th.
I have them before that somewhere. I'll look it up for you.
Right, I think they're at one of the unofficial things. Mm-hmm. All right, they're from Albany. I was thinking they were in like David's Backyard Barbecue, but I guess not quite. Albany is a little far away for the barbecue. But I think they were on my list last year. I think they were down there last year, weren't they? And I have not seen them.
So, I think I missed them. But.
And they sound really good. So La Veda, Jeremiah. La Veda,
yes.
And your
pick the
is,
song Surprise.
Yep, here we go. La Veda from Albany, New York.
Former Albany, now Brooklyn-based.
Oh, they moved to Brooklyn for indie rock stardom. Of course.
You wouldn't want to stay in Albany and try to achieve indie rock stardom.
I've never been to Albany, but you don't think of it as a rock and roll place, really, do you?
No, it's not. It's not going to work. Although there is a club in Troy that Mike, our friend Mike, goes to a lot, and some amazing bands play there. But again, it's not even Albany. It's Troy, which is down the road.
Anyway,
I have Jeremiah covered here because La Veda is playing on Thursday night at the Creek in the Cave.
Oh, cool.
And Friday night at someplace called Lambert's, which I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
It's on West 2nd Street. So at least those two gigs.
I'm missing those. Man, I've got to get my list updated here. I obviously have some errors. So you're only trying to manage like 100 bands or whatever and to figure out where they are at all times. So
those gigs are actually on the official schedule.
Those are official? Okay.
Yeah, when you only have official gigs, you know that there are others.
True. All right. Well, I will update my list when we're done here. Okay. I guess now we've got three more. We each have one left and they're really good. They're fun stuff. I promise. So with that, I have to give a warning on my last pick. This guy is a really intense singer. I don't know if you guys listen to this. He's so intense that the first time I listened to it, I was like, I don't know if I can buy into this. But then I listened to the song a couple times and I was like, man, I think that's pretty great. So, intense singer. And they're from Scotland, so that's cool. And they're called Humor. So here is the track called Wrangle. That's Humor from Glasgow. Good to have a Glasgow band in there. And,
absolutely. Yeah.
And that's pretty intense. I mean, can you imagine him doing that for an entire show? It would be wow. So I don't know. I'm very curious. So there you go. Turning it back to David now.
All right. One last time. I have a band called Rocket. And we were a little confused because they haven't shown up on the official list, and they had one gig listed, and then I thought maybe they weren't showing up at all, but that gig is still listed. I think it's one of those paste shows, isn't it?
That sounds right. I think so. Yep.
And I hope they have some others. Anyway, they're from L.A., and they have an EP out, and it's their first EP, no LP, so they're fresh, and they're, I guess you would just call it... just a standard indie rock sound, but really, really good.
You compared them to the band Mama, which I think is a good comparison. So
also an LA band. Yes.
Some fun guitar rock. Rocket, and the song is called Portrait Show.
Now
Rocket. Very fun sounding band. So
yeah, that'll be really fun.
Yeah, I would love to see them.
Yeah, Rockets rocking.
I hope it's not just a mirage that they're showing up, but
yeah,
we'll just have to see.
You can't be on a list and then disappoint the people by not showing up, right? Can't let that happen.
You're right. You're right. If they don't have any gigs, they're going to have to schedule some now that they've been on the podcast, right?
Exactly.
Right. Yes.
I'm going to look. I had my
unless you're Morrissey, then you can disappoint everyone all the time.
Exactly. Oh my God. He cancels like more than half of his gigs, doesn't he? It seems like it. I'm going to look right now and see what things I have that conflict with the Rocket show. Let's see. 320.
Do we know when it is?
320.
Oh, right, right.
On Thursday afternoon.
Yes. It's
playing at the same time as the Corettes, and they're playing within an hour of, let's see, Omni, TV's Daniel, Bodega, Bel Air Lip Balms, Snooper and Dust, and John Langford, Coach Party, Sprints, Heinz. One thing you got to do is, Dave and I were talking about this, like, you're not going to go to some place. There's a brewery that's like 4 miles away, right? Meanwhile Brewing. I mean, I just can't imagine like getting over there because it's the travel. And then there's another place called Radio East, and it's probably just too far away if you have like so many things concentrated in a small amount of time, you know? So a lot of logistics, but they're fun logistics. And
that's right. And if you're busy watching Rocket and you miss Coach Party or one of the seven other bands that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
You just have to catch Coach Party somewhere else.
Yeah, and that's part of the strategy, right? Is like when you have a band, if there's a conflict and there's a band you will not get another chance to see, then you got to prioritize that. And then it gets a little bit crazy. But
that's true.
Okay, we are now down to Jeremiah's last pick. Another fun one.
Let me see. This is new to me, these lovely people. Band is called Plastic Palms. They're from Turin, Italy. And it's a four-piece. And it's a couple that just moved from back to Italy from the Philippines. And they're, I don't know, they're rock. They're kind of, some of their songs are a little shoegazy. Some is, you know, are kind of like grungy, kind of lo-fi. So anyway, let's just listen. Plastic Palms, the song I picked is Heat.
Plastic Palms. Yeah, I had them on my list, and I wrote down that they were Turin, Italy, surf punk. That's what I called them.
Right,
yeah.
Of course, that song was not shoegazy at all. Maybe, yes, surf rock kind of lo-fi. But
it was kind of lo-fi, and it's not – I don't think it's all lo-fi like that. It's interesting. But they'd be a good band to see. They need to play some unofficial stuff because they're the only official that I've seen is at the exact same time as Automatic is playing. And I think Automatic's only playing one gig that I know of. So, come on, people.
I wonder if Automatic will show up at the Omni show because they have that new song where they...
Right, they collaborate.
Lady from Automatic sings on it.
They should. They should definitely do that.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. I have two shows for Plastic Palm on their page, but one doesn't have, it just says at Parkside, March 11th, but there's no time. And then March 13th at Vaquero Taquero. So
right.
You need to get some lo-fi, Italian lo-fi and a taco.
The Taquero one, that's the same time Automatic is playing. So yeah, there's some terrible, terrible conflicts. It's just terrible. Too many good bands to see at the same time. Like we've got the hour before that, we've got the Bel Air Lip Bombs playing at the same time as Asimov. And then all at the same time, we've got New Dad, Library Card, Heinz, Bar Italia, and then a couple of David found the Sewing Club and M0AA. I think that's a zero, or is it an O? I think it's a zero. M0AA. Kind of a shoegazy thing.
Yeah, or it's an O with a slash through it. I'm just going to say Mua, but I don't know.
Could be that, too.
Very interesting. Very good.
Yeah. Yep. All right. It's just going to be awesome. All right. Hopefully we'll see at least like more than half. At least one of us will see more than half of all these bands that we've been featuring, I hope. I'm sure we won't get to all of them. There's no way. But hit as many as we can.
Speaking of Omni, I'm looking at, I see now that the whole Lazarus schedule is up.
Oh, is it?
It looks like it. And Wednesday from 4 to 7, you have Thus Love, Omni, and Corridor.
Yep. I've seen that one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It is definitely good.
I think that my place is really close to Lazarus. I need to look on a map. I think it's pretty close. And you're on the east side too, right?
Yeah. I am. I'm really close to Hotel Vegas, but a little bit toward downtown, a little west of there. So it's a pretty good spot. Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. Cool. So, and David, you're downtown, right? You're in the thick of it.
Oh, I take it back. They have the schedule posted, but they're still calling certain people special guests, and they're not saying who they are.
Mm.
So you have to figure it out. I don't know why they're being special guests.
Right. Yeah.
They got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people on their schedule that they're not eight names on their schedule that they're not telling us about.
It's kind of weird, isn't it? It's like special guest from Fierce Panda Records and then special guest from Modern Sky Records. I did it a couple times. I went to the sites to see, like, well, you can figure out like what band from that label is going to be at, and you can sort of figure some of it out. But,
right. One of them says special guest from Melbourne, so that's not much of a hint.
Right. Too many of those. Belfast, Northern Ireland.
Wednesday afternoon looks good.
Oh yeah.
Best Love, and then Omni, and then Corridor.
Yep. And the bands that we've never heard of, I guess it's Friday. This band called The Caves with 2 V's from Wichita, Kansas. I sampled them. They sound pretty good. And another band from Austin called Wet Dip. So I don't know. We'll probably get pulled somewhere else by some band that we have heard of. But anyway, yeah, that's one of the...
Maybe that's a side project of Wet Leg, right?
Right, probably.
Just one of them. Solo project.
So yeah, shout out to the Music for Listeners radio show from San Antonio who put on this great afternoon thing every year down there. It's awesome.
Okay. If there were no other shows in Austin on any of those afternoons, you could still go to Lazarus and hear some good music
and just hang out. Yep. And the hit rate is pretty high. Mm-hmm. A lot of great stuff. Mm-hmm. Yep. And this year's Paste is really good too. So that's about a, what did I figure? 7-minute walk or something, or 9-minute walk maybe. Less, I think it's 10 minutes or less to walk back and forth between the High Noon where the Pace stuff is and the and Lazarus. So and with a scooter, you know, you could shorten that time. So
that's all right.
All right, we got to go. The listeners are like, get out of here.
they're like, they're all rushing to go buy airline tickets to Austin.
Yeah, well, you could do that too. You can still get late breaking tickets, airline tickets, even hotels. I noticed, you know, it's like the prices go way up, and now it seems like in the last week they went down a little bit because they probably didn't, they weren't able to sell all the rooms for exorbitant prices. So they're back to just kind of still kind of expensive because Austin's expensive, but not ridiculous. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they all heard that Craig wasn't coming after all, so they had to, like, you know, lower their prices.
Yeah, lowered the prices, yeah. When that news got out, yeah, that was a problem. Yeah. All right. I think I'm going to get a quick recording in so that we'll have a podcast next week. And then the week after, maybe we can talk more. I don't know. Or we can just say that's enough. We've talked enough about South by Southwest. Who knows? We'll figure something out. but looking forward to it. And we will talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Night.
Good night, everyone.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.